Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
See, we'll see the in the next thing, next part, Utpatti Viniyoga, Prayoga, Adhikara Vidhi, four kind of vidhis. Utpatti, Viniyoga, Prayoga and Adhikara. He is giving it in a different order. I am taking it in a different order. Utpatti, Viniyoga, Prayoga and Adhikara. Let me explain this Vidhi first. Why? What is Utpatti Vidhi? What is Prayoga Viniyoga Vidhi? What is Prayoga Vidhi? And what is this Adhikara Vidhi? So that you will understand here. Utpatti Vidhi is the Vidhi which gives the injunction for a karma to start. This karma you have to do for these kind of results. Now, the Utpatti Vidhi gives the start, head start for this karma. Now, how should I do this karma? What should I do for this karma? I have doubts. So, how should I attain this, do this karma? For that, Viniyoga comes. You have to do this Viniyoga for this karma, this Swarga Kama. He has to do this Udbida kind of karma. Now, you have Viniyoga. Application. Now I know to apply this karma to gain the, do the Utpatti Vidhi, to fulfill the Utpatti Vidhi. Now again I have a problem. How to do this karma which is given here in the second Viniyoga Vidhi? Prayoga Vidhi comes there into picture. At the point of application, see how you have to apply, that is said. What and all you have to do to fulfill that karma, that is given in Prayoga Vidhi. At the point of application, whatever you need to do, that is said in the Prayoga Vidhi. And Adhikara Vidhi gives you the eligibility for the karma for you, etc. These kind of things. So, these are the four Vidhi in, see I am giving you in capsule, we will be discussing these. This is what this whole text is all about. So, Utpatti Vidhi here, Udgida Ejeta, it gives you the injunction, primary injunction. And this Adhikara Vidhi comes and says, who is the eligible person? In this, Pashukama, the person who desires Pashu wealth is the eligible person. There, Swarga Kama, the person who desires Swarga is the eligible person. And Jyotish Toma Nejeta, let him do this Yoga through Jyotish Toma. If you take this to be similar, then there is no problem. If you say no, there is a problem. Because Drishtante Utpatti Vakyantra Abhavena Anyata Anupya Anupatya Katha Ashvena. In the example, we have taken Adhikara Vishishta Utpatti Vidhi here. Vishishta Vidhi, we have to accept. Vishishta Vidhi means a combined Vidhi. A Vidhi Vakya, an injunction where Adhikara, the eligibility or the result, plus the Utpatti, the first injunction, primary injunction, both are accepted here. Somena Ejeta, there you cannot say Somena Yagena Ishtam Bhave, there you cannot say primary Vishishta. With the primary vidhi, Utpatti Vidhi, you cannot accept the guna. Guna Vishishta Utpatti Vidhi, you cannot accept there. Why? This is the reason. Vakyantra Bhavena, there is for this Utpatti, this Udbida Ejeta Pashukama, there is no Vakya, there is no sentence in the Veda which gives the primary injunction. So you have to resort to this sentence only for the primary injunction of also of this Udbida Ajeta, this Udbid Yaga. There is nowhere this Udbid Yaga is referred to in any other place. Therefore, Anyata Anupatya, there is no choice. Anyata Anupatya means there is no choice for you. Therefore, Tata Atva Ashrayanat, we have accepted this. We have resorted to this Adhikara Vishishta Utpatti Vidhi. Including the Adhikara, whatever Utpatti Vidhi is there, that we have resorted to without any choice. But here, in Jyotishtomena Ejeta Swarga Kamaha, there is a choice, there is a possibility. Kincha Jyotishtomena Ityasya Ubhe Viditvena Aninevi Yagaha Tasya Falasambandhobi Bodhaniha Iti Sudrudho Vakyavedaha. But if I accept the same in Jyotishtomena Ejeta Swarga Kamaha, I will have a problem. Because what is the problem? Ityasya ubhe viditve. If I accept both the vidhis here, utpatti vidhi and adhikara vidhi, then anena eva yagaha. Through this vakya itself, I am gaining the utpatti vidhi, yaga, and anena eva phalasambandhopi. The result also is related to from the same sentence. The utpatti vidhi, the means and the result, both the knowledge I gain from the same sentence. If I accept two results for one sentence, vidhi is a result in this sentence, and second result is the result itself for that vidhi. Now, if I accept two results for the same sentence, then there is a vakya bheda dosha. So, I sudrudo vakya bheda. To escape this, tadvaram sompade matvartha lakshanaya visishta vidhittvam vidhanam. So, to escape that, I accept a matvartha lakshana, which is a lesser problem, which is pada dosha, not vakya dosha. Vakya bheda will result there. So in this vakya bheda dosha, we have some other examples also. There, in the shrutis, we have some places where we have choice, like udite juhoti, anudite juhoti. It's not here. We'll see. Udite juhoti, anudite juhoti. Like this, there is a vakya. Meaning, when the sun is up, you have to do this karma. When it has not come up, when it has not arisen, you have to do this karma. There are two sentences which gives an injunction for the same karma. Same karma. When should I do? When the sun is up. When should I do? When the sun is not up yet. So there is a problem. What should I follow? There is a vakya bheda dosha. Here also. I accept one, I don't accept the other. I neglect the other shruti. I accept the other shruti, I neglect this shruti. So, accepting one and giving up the other, there are 8 forms of dosha, and going on, it will end up with 100 and thousands of doshas like this. So, at least minimum of 8 doshas, vakyabheda dosha, in that we'll have 8 dosha. Accepting one and non-accepting other will generate 8 forms of dosha. So, to escape this, we are resorting to this matvartha lakshana, which is a pada dosha, which is a lesser amount of dosha, but still a dosha. Vidhi chaturvidaha. This vidhi, which we are discussing here, is of 4 types. Yad agni hotram jyoti ityadi. Vidhi chaturvidaha. Vidhi chaturvidaha. Utpatti vidhi, viniyoga vidhi, adhikara vidhi, prayoga vidhi chaiti. Vidhi is of 4 types. Utpatti vidhi, viniyoga vidhi, adhikara vidhi and prayoga vidhi. We have it in a different order here. We have it in a different order, but still we will see. Utpatti vidhi. What is utpatti vidhi? Tatra karma surupa matra bodhako vidhi utpatti vidhi. This is the laksha definition for utpatti vidhi. Utpatti vidhi means karma surupa matra bodhako vidhi. In which injunction you gain the knowledge only of the karma, not of anything. Yagasya dverupe dravyam devatacha. No, you are not going to gain the knowledge of dravya, you are not going to gain the knowledge of devata, but you are just going to gain the knowledge of the karma. So, yatha agnihotram jyoti iti. So, what is the example for this? Agnihotram jyoti. When you ask the Vyayakarana, the grammarian, he'll say, kartu reepsitamam karma. What is karma? Kartu reepsitamam karma. Karma is that which is most desired by the karta. But here, for us, the karma is a karana. Karma is an instrument. That is not the one which is decided upon. Karma is not what we are we desire. We desire the result. Swarga kamaha, pashu kamaha. So the difference here is the others, they give importance to the karta and the karma. For us, the karma is an instrument for the swarga. We don't give any importance to the karta. Karta has no importance. When you ask, when there is a doubt, who will do the karma, then the karta comes into picture. When you have an akanksha, doubt about the doer comes there. Otherwise, there is no importance to the doer itself. So, the karma, jyotishtoma or whichever yaga is an instrument to attain whatever the kartru ipsitamam. It's not this karma. Kartru ipsitamam is the result. So, that whichever is desired by this karta, for him to attain that result, desired result, this karma is the instrument. In this way you have to understand here. So, Agnihotram Jyoti. Agnihotram Jyoti. See, Agnihotram Jyoti. Agnihotram Yasya. Agnihi Hotram Yasya. Or Agnir Devata Yasya. Because there is no Dravya Devata. So you should not take these kind of things here. Agnihotra is the Namadhiya, is the name of the karma. Jyoti, he has to perform. So, through this Utpatti Vidhi, you gain this knowledge. Agni Hotram Jyoti. Atracha Vidhau Karmanaha Karanatvena Anvaya. That is what he is saying. Atracha Vidhau Karmanaha Karanatvena. The karma is an instrument. That is how you have to get related to that karma. Karma is an instrument to gain the result. Agni Hotra Homena Ishtam Bhavet. So, when you make it an instrument, Agnihi Hotram Yasya, not in that way, or Agnir Devata Yasya, not in that way, Dravya or Devata, you are not relating to that. See, Agnihi Hotram Yasya, then it becomes Dravya. Agnir Devata Yasya Hotrasya. If you take that, then Agni will become Devata. You are not relating to Agni as a Dravya, substance to be for the Yaga or the Devata of the Yaga. But Agnihotra is the Namadhiya, is the name of the Yaga. So, it becomes an instrument. Karanatvena Anvayaha, it related to the result as an instrument, through an instrument. Like this, Agnihotra Homena, third case. Third case is instrumental case. Agnihotra Homena, Ramena, like that, Homena. What Homena? Agnihotra Homena. Through the Homa called Agnihotra, it's a name. What you have to do? Swargam Bhavet, Ishtam Bhavet, whatever you want to desire, you desire. Because there is no result oriented to that. So, wherever there is no result oriented, Mimamsakas accept Swarga as the result. So, Swargam Bhavet. Like that you have to take. Because, see, it is, why do you accept it as Swarga? Because, sa Swarga syat sarvan pratyavisheshat. It is the common general result for everything, without any difference. So, there is a nyaya there. So, with that nyaya, you accept Swarga as the result for anything for which there is no result ordained. Yagasya rupatvayam. No. Yagasya dvairupi, dravyam devatacha. Yaga, for yaga there are two parts. One is dravya, the substance you use in the yaga, and the devata, the deity for which you do the yaga. Tathacha, rupa ashravane, agnihotram jyoti iti katam utpatti vidhi. And there is no knowledge of the dravya or devata from this agnihotram jyoti, this sentence agnihotram jyoti. And you say that is a yaga. And through that you have to do the bhavana of the result. Now, I don't know what substance I have to use. I don't know the deity I have to do for which I have to do this yaga for. So, how can this be utpatti vidhi? Katham utpatti vidhi? How can this be utpatti vidhi? If you say, agnihotra shabdastu, shabdasitu, tat prakhya nyayena namadhiyatvadit chet. If you say, no, Agnihotra Shabda here can be taken as name, namadheya. How to tat prakhya shastra? Tat prakhya shastra means tat the karma prakhya prakshtakatam kya khyapane kya katane to give you the knowledge. So by special way it is giving you the knowledge of the karma, which is name of the karma which you have to perform. So Agnihotra is the name of the karma. It is yet na. We say Agnihotra matra. In this way, if you accept the, because see Agnihotra shabdasya tat prakhyam chanya shastram. In this way, tat prakhya nyayena namadiyatvasya vakshyamanatvat na kasya api karma rupasya shravana matra iti artha. So this namadeya is what we will be discussing in the later part. So here we should not take that to be akasyapi karma rupasya sharvana matraiti. We are not talking about any karma. Rupa sharvane api asya utpatti viditva, because even though there is no rupa, there is no the rupas of yaga, dravya or devata is not said explicitly. It should be accepted as utpatti vidhi, because anyatha, otherwise what will happen? Rupa shravanat dagna jyoti iti ayam eva utpatti vidhi syat atracha agnihotram jyoti iti vakyam anarthakam syat. See, if you don't accept agnihotram jyoti as utpatti vidhi, you will have a problem. What problem? There is a sentence in Veda which says dagna jyoti. Dadna jyoti, dadna curd, with curd one has to perform yaga. This curd, dadna jyoti, dadna curd is an guna, is a guna, we already saw, it's a guna vidhi. It is a giving this guna, this attribute, with this substance one has to perform the karma. What karma? I don't have any utpatti vidhi for this guna vidhi. So what should I have to accept? This dadna jyoti as an utpatti vidhi. Dadna jyoti is the utpatti vidhi. Because like you said, rupa shravane, there is a rupa here. Ragasya dve rupe dravyam devata cha. Here dravya is explicitly said dadna with the curd. Therefore, I have to accept this as utpatti vidhi. Okay, fine. I accept dadna jyoti as utpatti vidhi. Then what will happen is Agnihotram Jyoti, this Agnihotram Jyoti, this sentence will become redundant. Agnihotram Jyoti you are accepting as Utpatti Vidhi, this becomes redundant, because where will it function? There is no karma for it to function, because Dadna Jyoti in itself has become an Utpatti Vidhi now. If it has become Utpatti Vidhi, it does not require an Utpatti Vidhi in Agnihotram Jyoti. So, one portion of Veda has become redundant, and we already accepted Vinyamsakas will not accept any portion of Veda to be redundant based. Therefore, they accept this Agnihotram Jyoti, this Agnihotram as the main primary karma, and Dadna Jyoti as the subsidiary karma to support this Agnihotram Jyoti. Therefore, what you will have is Guna Dadna Agnihotra karma one has to do to gain the result. One has to gain the result through this Agnihotra karma with the curd of the guna. This is the meaning of the sentence we will gain. So, iti vakyam anarthakam. Agnihotram Jyoti Disya Rupna Shravana Matrena Utpatti Vidhi Dva Anangikare Dadna Jyoti Ityasya Utpatti Vidhi Tamsya Tatra Karma Sarupa Shravana Trana Sampasvinda Dadna Jyoti Ityasya Agnihotra Karma Ta Utpatti Vidhi Vakyantrasya Anartakatam Anishtam Apadeti Idata Jayati. That is what we saw. So, Nacha Agni Ru Agni Rupa Guna Vidhitvena Api Asya Utpatti Vidhi Vachyam Agnir Jyoti Iti Agnir Jyoti Jyoti Agnihi Agni Jyotir Jyotish Swaha, Surya Jyotish Jyotish Swaha, like that, there is a mantra. Ityadi mantra varnina Agni Rupa Gunasya Praptatva. There itself you have gained this guna of Agni in that mantra. కర్మనామధేయత్వస్య వక్ష్యమాణత్వాచ అండ్ కర్మనామధేయత్వ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ది లేటర్ పోర్షన్ తస్మాత్ అనర్థకమితి సాధుక్తం. దేర్ఫోర్ వెన్ యూ సెడ్ దిస్ అగ్నిహోత్రం జ్యోతి విల్ బికమ్ అనర్థక, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ సెడ్ ఇస్ రైట్లీ సెడ్. అండ్ నాట్ జస్ట్ దట్ కించ దద్నా జ్యోతి ఇత్యస్య ఉత్పత్తి విదిత్వే పయస జ్యోతి ఇత్యస్య అపి వైయక్తిక కర్మాంతర విషయకత్వం వా స్యాత్ దద్నా జ్యోతి. ఇఫ్ యు అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ ఉత్పత్తి విధి దద్నా జ్యోతి అస్ అన్ ఉత్పత్తి విధి, దట్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ప్రాబ్లం. సి ఇట్ ఇస్ మేకింగ్ దిస్ అగ్నిహోత్రం జ్యోతి అస్ రిడండెంట్, దట్ ఈస్ అ డిఫరెంట్ ప్రాబ్లం. బట్ దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ప్రాబ్లం, దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ కర్మ విచ్ రిప్లేసెస్ ది దది విత్ పయస్ వాట్ మిల్క్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్లారిఫైడ్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ కర్డ్ యూ యూస్ మిల్క్. సో దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ కర్మ. సో ఇది అస్య వైయర్థ్యం కర్మ ఆంధ్ర విధాయకం విధాయకం వా స్యాత్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ రిడండెంట్, దిస్ పయస జ్యోతి బికమ్స్ రిడండెంట్ కర్మ. ఆర్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అ న్యూ కర్మ విత్ న్యూ ఉత్పత్తి విధి, బికాస్ పయస విత్ దిస్ ద్రవ్య పయస యూ హ్యావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ యాగా, దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అ న్యూ ఉత్పత్తి విధి. వేరస్ సింప్లీ యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ వన్ ఉత్పత్తి విధి ఇన్ అగ్నిహోత్రం జ్యోతి అండ్ అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ అదది దత్న జ్యోతి ఆర్ పయస జ్యోతి అస గుణ విధి, ఇట్స్ వెరీ సింపుల్ ఈజీ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ సో మెనీ ఉత్పత్తి విధి సార్. ఇది తాచ అనేక దృష్ట కల్పన ఆపత్తి. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది ప్రాబ్లం, లెట్ ఇట్ బి సో మెనీ గుణ విధిస్, సో మెనీ ఉత్పత్తి విధిస్ విత్ సో మెనీ గుణాస్ పయస దద్న, వాట్ ఇస్ యువర్ ప్రాబ్లం సే, దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ సో మెనీ అదృష్టాస్. ఈచ్ కర్మ విల్ గివ్ యూ అదృష్ట పుణ్య పాప, వి ఆల్వేస్ అంగాదృష్ట అంగాపూర్వ అండ్ ఫలాపూర్వ, దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ సో మెనీ అదృష్టాస్, దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ దేర్. వినియోగ విధి, విల్ టాక్ ది వాట్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ది వినియోగ విధి. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణమిదశ్చే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవ అవశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.